BBC Radio. It's a very good morning. 30 minutes past 11, and it is time to welcome in some cool air. Let's fling open the doors of the compare shop. Ah, yes. And just before we get comparing, I thought I'd bring you the cooling sound of this. Feel cool already. Can you feel the breeze? Hang on, it's coming round to your side of the room. And back over here. I wish I'd bought one with that in mind through this sweltering heat, and we're expecting another heat wave in August. We thought we'd have a look at the air conditioning units and the fans, the different ones that are available from the super cheap to the super swish. And here to help are producers Al and Dan, who, it pains me to remind you, they're not experts, guys.
Hey, that's a lie.
And we also have someone here who's we're always thrilled to have. He has expert thoughts and recommendations on everything. It is our gadget detective, Fevzi Turkle.
Hey, woo-hoo! Welcome, Fevzi.
Fevzi,
such a welcome.
Are you feeling cool, Fevzi?
I am. I have the ability. I have this strange ability to, with my mind, stop myself from overheating, and
what?
up to a certain temperature, I can even prevent myself from sweating. I swear.
Oh,
but
superpower.
Then it all goes at a certain temperature or humidity, it all goes rather pear-shaped.
Goes melting towards the floor. Well, Fevzi, stay there, because I just need to talk to producer Dan, who sat there very smug because Dan went out on Wednesday and purchased an oscillating fan.
See, Fevzi, I'm the opposite of you. I literally can't control anything about my body. I'm constantly hot and bothered and flustered. So I preempted that it would continue to be really hot, and I actually went and got a fan. I walked into town, and I went to Robert Dias and I had a look around, and I'm not joking, there was probably about 8 people in the queue with a fan. Everyone was going mad. I was so hot and bothered there, so I couldn't wait to get it plugged in. But yeah, I went and brought a fan. It's called a Beldre 14-inch mini tower fan with 3 speed settings.
Give us a twirl.
But the reason I got this one is because it's quite compact, and I thought, okay, it oscillates, which is a new thing that I've learned fans do. It's got the three speed settings, but it's quite skinny, so you can just chuck it on the top of your cabinet or by your bed. It's not a big fan that takes up much space, but it was £23, so I thought I'll go for it, and it's brilliant. I'm loving the oscillation.
Yeah, it sounds good. Whereas poor Al and I, we're just like melting away.
Just fanning myself with an old-fashioned...
Ooh, just like, with the hand.
Like... What did Jane Eyre, Emily Brontë, with a fan here. But did you have to construct this one, Dan? And Fezzi, you probably will know about this, putting fans together. Literally the fan dance that you have to do, putting a fan together.
Did you do the fan dance, Dan?
No, luckily I didn't, because I'd have been a puddle if I had to do that.
The stress.
This was literally just plug it in and
plug
go.
It and go. Oh,
yeah.
Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So the fan dance, Fevzi, what's this?
Well, so with a lot of the conventional fans, you know, with the sort of rotating blades, they have a cage around them to obviously be safe from children and so forth. And sometimes you have to sort of construct that, and it can be a bit fiddly, you know, the construction quality. I mean, if you buy a fan for around £40, particularly if it's a floor standing fan, it will do the job, and it will often do the job quite well. But the sort of build quality is not always great. They're a little bit tinny, and you have to do a certain amount of construction yourself. But oscillation is oscillation is important. Articulation is important. The ability to tilt it up and down. So what you don't necessarily want to do is have it blowing directly at you. I even find oscillation sometimes not ideal. What I tend to do is just articulate it and freeze the position such that it's just missing me, but I'm catching the sort of airflow that results as a result of the fan operating.
I'm so glad you mentioned this, because Dan and I were having an in-depth discussion earlier about oscillation versus straight at the face, because I thought, why would you want to direct it anywhere else in the room apart from at your face? But Dan, you were talking to your partner, and actually the anticipation of it coming back towards your face.
I mean, I'm, like you said kindly at the beginning, I'm not an expert, so maybe Fevzi can explain. But I quite like the idea that if it's constantly in your face, it kind of
too much
wears
of a good
off.
Thing.
It's too much of a good thing. Yeah. Whereas if it's oscillating and it's turning around the room and it comes back to you, you get this sudden nice blast of cool air. Then it stops. Then it comes back to you. I don't know if it's a mental thing, but it cools me down that way better.
It's a physical thing because fans don't make the temperature in a room cooler. In fact, they slightly heat it because there's a motor going on. Oh. But the reason why we feel cooler is because the movement of air across our skin causes evaporation of the moisture that, even if we're not profusely sweating, is there, which is why it wears off. Because if it's blasting at you all the time, there's no opportunity for that evaporation process to
start again.
Continue in a way that you will perceive as cooling. So actually, sometimes less is more. The other thing is, you know, there's a lot of particles in the air, and you know, you don't necessarily want them blasting into your face all the time either. They can be, you know, quite disconcerting. And also, it can dry the skin if you have it at close quarters blasting on you. That's not a great thing. Some of the more sophisticated fan units, and you know, you can spend anything from like a tenner up to many hundreds of pounds on a fan unit.
Yeah. And
by the way, at those levels, when you start getting into, let's say, you know, upper end Dyson territory where you're 600 quid plus, then, and that's fine because it's got a heater built in, fine, you can buy a heater cheaply anyway, but it's got purifier, which is often worth having. But when you're talking about 600 pounds-ish, you should then be considering whether you shouldn't be looking at a true standalone air conditioning unit, which does actually cool the air, not just move it around.
That is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot to think about when you choose these things. But I quite like the filters. I find that I found, particularly during COVID, where I've spent more time at home, you know, and we're responsible for most dust. You know, dust is largely, you know, what it's made of, right? Yeah. So I won't be too specific. But so arguably there can be more dust. And although, you know, it's a good idea to have the windows open, that, you know, if all you do is you put a fan on and you start blowing all this dust around, you know, it's not... you sort of like, it becomes one of those movie scenes where you sort of disappear in
into
a cloud
the
of
mist.
Dust.
But, yeah. Brilliant. Okay, so at top end, we should think, you know, do we want a fancy pantsy fan that does everything, all singing, dancing, or do we want air conditioning? Can I take you down to the mid-range? What are your recommendations for that, and what sort of ballpark figure are we talking about there?
Yeah, so I actually think there is a lot to be said for getting a if you've got the space, and they do take up the space, getting a floor-standing fan, spending about £40 on it. Yeah. Doesn't need to be a great brand. Buy it from somewhere where you can return it if it's not doing the job. So, you know, well-known online site named after a South American river with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Who sends their owners into space. Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you could... I'm not saying buy it and after it's no longer hot, return it within the 30 days. I wouldn't suggest that at all.
No.
That would be not nice to a company that's struggling to make billions. But but I would just say that, you know, fans are a very personal thing. And one of the things that you can't tell about a fan is how much noise it's going to make.
Yes.
And one of the things about the Dysons is their market is being very quiet. And at the lower energy end settings, they are whisper quiet, but not that cooling in my opinion. And by the time you turn them up to the level where I feel like they're doing a really good job, they tend to sound like drones, you know. They're really loud.
That's so true. Actually,
you've seen the Dysons with that sort of vertical oval shape instead of the rotating fan. But what they're doing is they're squirting air around this really small rim of, you know, just a few millimeters wide around the edge of this oval. And when you push air through a narrow gap at speed, it is intrinsically noisy. There's not much you can do about that. So the things to consider are these: a bigger fan, i.e. a fan with a wider blade. So I think you said your one was 14 inches, that blade. The wider the fans, the more air it will move, and the lower the pitch of the sound it will generate. And as the pitch goes down, it might, in scientifically, it might not be quieter, but we don't hear as well at lower registers, and it seems to be less obtrusive. Yeah, so. You know,
producer Al actually has a big. Can you put that fan on?
I'll put
on?
This one on. Hang on, this is a
what
16
kind of inch. 16
from,
inch. 16,
yeah. Sorry, 12. Yeah. This is 12 inch. Beg your pardon. Okay. LP size. Yeah. Hang on.
So what you can do with a larger diameter.
I'm going to the wind tunnel without an FFC. Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
What you can do with a larger diameter fan is you can actually dial down the power, and it will just, because of the virtue of its size, it will still move a good amount of air. So I would say, look at that, you know, 40 quid-ish. Consider if you want any other functions in it. You can get heaters built into fan units. I wouldn't recommend that, because heating from, you know, heating in air is expensive. If you need to heat a room electrically, it's better to do that with an oil-filled electric radiator. So, you know, you could get one with a heater, but I wouldn't worry about it. You could get a dehumidifier built into it, which is sometimes good, because it's often the humidity that makes you feel uncomfortable, not just the raw heat. I quite like the filtered ones, but then you're talking about substantially more money, and you can just get ones with, I think the thing to look for is what's called a HEPA filter, H-E-P-A. That means that's a type of filter that filters out very, very small particles. And so if you're a person that suffers from hay fever, that can be fantastic. Yeah, that can make all the difference to your home if you're allergic to grass pollen or just pollution.
Gosh, I had no idea, Fevzi, that there is so much. And lastly, Fevzi, if we just want to grab a cheap and cheerful, like, I don't know, handheld thing, just to help us through, what's your top suggestion for a cheap and cheerful fan?
Cheap and cheerful. There are ones out there where you can put an ice pack in it from your freezer and it will blow the cold air across the fan. It's a bit sort of last century solution, but it's kind of cheap, and you can buy them on well-known auction sites and other previously mentioned sites as well.
Great.
So you can do that, but my best recommendation is get a floor standing fan, spend 30, 40 quid on it, wheel it out on those days when you need to, and just have the storage space for it when you don't.
Brilliant stuff. Fevzi, it's always a pleasure. I've learnt so much about fans, which is why you were here. We've just had a message from Simon the Ghost Hunter who said, I bought an oscillating fan from a well-known store a couple of years ago. Still going strong. So brilliant. And Fevzi, do remind us, if we want more advice from you, you have a podcast. What is that?
If you go to gadgetdetective.com, you'll hear much of my audible output, if I may put it in that way, or you can reach me on Twitter if you've got a specific question. It's at Gadget Detective on Twitter.
Brilliant stuff. Fevzi, thank you so much. Keep cool, my friend.
Cheers.
And thank you so much for your time. And lovely Dan and Al, as always, pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you
so much. I'm going to borrow that fan in a sec, though, Al, if that's all right.
Yes.